Very excited, actually, because we're going to be talking about my favourite subjects, of course, holidays. And I've got Steve Cox in here from Premier Travel and for Cambridge. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Susie.
Nice to have you here. I have to say, I've had lots of texts, people coming in and asking lots of questions, so I'll try and fit some questions in. But you have some really, really interesting holidays that you're going to be talking about, aren't you? And the one, of course, that I'm particularly interested in is the experience-based holidays.
Certainly.
Far away. Tell us what you've got.
Yeah, well, the experience-type holidays, they have really sort of set a precedent at the moment. People are looking for something a lot more than just your normal beach holiday. So we've got a few different options that we like, and one of the particular experiences that people are really getting into now is this cooking experience, the real foodie events. It seems to go down really, really well. We can offer them in the Far East. We've got some Thailand experiences whereby hotels are doing sort of Thai cooking lessons as well. But we've got a real favourite of ours going to Italy, to a really well unknown area called Emilia Romana.
Where is that in? Is that southern Italy then?
It's in this, right in the centre. It's it's close to Tuscany. It's where there was a few discrepancies over the years, and that it was Tuscany at one stage.
Or Umbria.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Yes. But it works really, really well. And they've got a lovely hotel there. It's a hotel called the El Vecchio Convento. We sent a large group over there last year. The chef and owner is an absolute character. I did meet him a couple of years ago. And he's like a typical normal chef. It does his way. But it's a family-run hotel. But it's not just that cooking experience that you get to have. They will do things, for example, as part of that experience, they'll take you truffle hunting. They've got their own truffle fields. They have their own dogs that actually go out there and help sniff out for the truffles. But the problem with that is that dogs have got a real liking for the truffles. You tend to find it's a fight between the owner and the dog who actually gets the truffles at the end of the day. And judging from what people have said about the smell of the dogs, they smell like truffles.
Can you go on your own to these? Do they have... you say it was group holidays,
was
or
a,
you can...
That was a group holiday. Yeah. Now, you can book into the hotel individually as well, but you may not be able to do all the experiences because what they tend to find, the way that the hotel works, is that they like to block off for people to sell their own holidays into that particular hotel.
Gotcha.
But they can do individual holidays as well. When we say it's going as part of a group, it means that there'll be other people there with you, but we're talking small numbers, 15 to 16 people maximum,
right,
to get the right experience.
So that's Italy. What else is there besides Italy?
Another one that's really going down well at the moment is wine tasting.
Right.
It's a real experience at the moment. What we've got there looking at is a Rioja wine tasting experience that you can go around, because people, again, it's that food, it's that wine, people resemble that as part of their holiday at the moment, so that works really, really well. For this type of holiday, this is new for us this year, that we're selling it for, but they go off to Bilbao, they'll go to different wineries, they'll go to the old vintage wineries in the Rioja region, but they'll also go to some new world ones as well. So get to see the different things. I mean, wine's a great taste for me.
You enjoy
favorite.
It too. and what's the duration of a holiday? Would it be a week or a few days or 10 days?
You would generally be looking, I mean, the Italian food is generally a week,
yeah.
But you could do it over a weekend if the hotel had space. For the wine tasting, it's a 6-night holiday.
Right.
So we base it in 3 nights and 3 nights in 2 different hotels.
And where would you fly from for places like that?
Heathrow. Unfortunately, yep. I know we really want to fly out of Stansted.
I know, it is the nearest one, isn't it? It's so handy.
And we've seen with Jet2 Holidays coming through now and flying out of Stansted, they've got a lot more holidays going out of Stansted, 22 new destinations.
Yes,
we've seen a lot going out of Stansted Airport with that now.
Yes, I've heard about Jet2. I've heard it's all very good at the moment.
Very good, competing
with EasyJet and Ryanair.
They're giving them a real one for their money.
I bet they are. So the price is quite good for...
Very, very competitive prices. We've got special promotions on with them. It's great that we've got a company that wants to work with travel agents, and their pricing is giving Thomson's, Thomas Cook's, Ryanair, EasyJet, they're giving them a real one for their money.
Oh, that's good. Good for us as the customer, isn't it?
As a customer.
Because we need more choice.
Exactly. You need more choice and we need more out of Stansted.
Yes.
So it's even better.
Quite true. That's right, because Jet 2 does come out of Stansted, doesn't
it? It does.
Yes.
Yeah. New for this year. The first flight starts in a couple of weeks' time out of Stansted.
So we've done the food. So we've done Italy. Italy is the truffle hunting. What other things can you do in Italy besides the truffle hunting and the...
But in terms of Italy, you've got that cooking experience, but you can also do... learn to speak Italian, which again is proving very popular. My foreign languages has never been the strongest point for me, but it is going down well. And even things like painting and yoga as another possibility as well.
Yes, of course.
And the hotel that we feature, the El Vecchio, they actually do have, they have someone coming to do yoga instructions. They do someone that does language, and they also do the...
the yoga, the exercise you're trying to...
Yeah, the yoga as well.
And is it full board or can you go half board?
Oh, no, it's full board.
It's full board. You get the whole works.
You get everything included with that. And the food that you learn to cook will be served at either lunch or at dinner for the other guests as well.
Right.
So that's what makes it even. It's a really, really special holiday. And like I say, last year, the feedback from our clients attending it, it was just one of them... unique holiday experiences.
So I've got a question here from Judith. She wants to know, what is the most popular activity people do on an activity holiday, have you found, over the last few years or so?
It has varied. I would say the food and wine element has just taken off completely.
Yeah.
That is what people are looking at. You've also got others that want to do the walking experiences. Madeira is very, very popular for walking there as well. You've also got the more active ones. So we've got people that will want to go learn how to sail, learn how to, or mountain biking is another thing. And we've got companies like Mark Warner that we do a lot with that as well.
Yeah, and you can obviously do that in the UK as well. So there must be UK-based holidays too, aren't there? If people don't particularly like to fly, you do have the base here as well, don't we?
You do have the base. Yeah. You can go and find some walking holidays. There are companies that would do that still.
Yeah.
And there are hotels that offer that unique sort of food experience as well.
So we were going to talk about the top 10 destinations. I'm really excited about that. So do you want to have a sort of a rundown?
Yeah, if I start from number 10 and then we move down.
Good idea.
This is what we found as Premier Travel, and obviously we are independent. But Asia for us at number 10 is very popular. Places like Thailand and Malaysia offers really great value for money, really popular with travellers wanting experience-based holidays as well. So they can go and do things. They can go to, for example, in Borneo and see the orangutans. You can go and do elephants in Thailand, an elephant orphanage, and actually stay. We have a lovely property called Elephant Hills that all the staff love to go to, and they get the experience of washing an elephant down and that sort of stuff. So it's something very, very good. Number 9, Croatia. Again, it's not too far to travel. Still offers really stunning stretches of coastline. And the plus point on that is it's not in the euro yet. So value for money, a little bit better.
Excellent. And you can fly from Stansted, can't you, for Croatia?
You can do, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So number 8, what have we got for number 8?
Number 8 is Italy. As we've said before, a popular choice with people join arts and culture. Obviously, I've spoken about the experiences, but don't forget you've got the cities there as well.
Yeah.
You've got the famous lakes, which also make a great experience for people to go to as well, just to do something a little bit different.
You can't fly from Cambridge, can you, to any of these destinations?
Unfortunately, you can't fly from Cambridge anymore.
No. And Neil was asking earlier, so I just wanted to make sure that we cover that question.
There's no
for
commercial
him.
Flights going out of Cambridge,
right.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've got Italy for number 8. What's number 7?
Number 7 is Mexico. Steadily rising in popularity, offers a mixture of tropical paradise, plenty of culture as well. So you've got a lot of excursions to go to, Chichen Itza and things like that. So it's giving the best of both worlds, beach and experiences. Number 6, Florida. Always going to be popular. Always popular with the kids and the bigger kids as well that like the thrill-seeking rides. It gets bigger and bigger. Not quite sure with Florida at the moment how that will stay in the where it will stay number 6 in that for next year, because obviously the US dollar's at a very low point. It's quite expensive to go there at the moment, and cost of living is a lot more. So certainly look to, if you are going to Florida, plan in advance, get your tickets in advance, and prepay as much as you can do.
Yeah, that's good advice actually, Steve. Well done. And number 5?
Portugal. Very safe destination is what it's been deemed as. The Algarve and Madeira as well. I mentioned Madeira about the walking there, but it's a truly magnificent destination, Madeira. Got lots to offer, very old, quaint areas as that as well. Lots of walking to do as well. Number 4, you can't beat the Caribbean. One of my favourites still. You've got the islands of Jamaica, Cuba, Dominican Republic as well, still being very, very popular, being what they class as the Spanish Caribbean. One of my favourites is Barbados. I do love Barbados. And I was lucky enough to visit St Lucia a couple of years ago, and that was a real highlight. Very, very good. Very green, got a mixture of everything there.
And the people are really nice there, aren't they?
They're so friendly.
Yeah.
So friendly. Can't do enough for you. But it is one way, it's their way, laid back way. You've got to get into Caribbean time when you're on that holiday.
Yeah, you have. And that's, you can fly from Gatwick and Heathrow for that, or most UK countries. UK.
Gatwick and Heathrow. Yeah. But there is a new flight starting from Stansted going to Jamaica.
Whoa.
Which
that's
starts,
interesting.
Yes, that's starting up as well. And that's on the go. With that. So that's a real plus point for Stansted at the moment.
Excellent.
And you can get to Mexico as well from Stansted. So
right.
Yeah.
Good.
New destinations.
And then we're on number three now,
Steve.
We are
on number three. Cyprus. Always such a popular destination. You've got year-round sun, good for winter sun, good for summer sun as well, warm weather throughout, and a lot of people like it for their honeymoons. And you can also get married there fairly easily as well. So it's a real hot spot for people wanting to do that, weddings abroad.
Excellent. That is probably in the news at the moment, isn't it? Our weddings. I'm sure you're getting lots of wedding bookings. Number two. What have we got for number two?
Number two is Greece. Still classed very safe destination to go to. The likes of Corfu, Zante, Rhodes, Kos. Always a popular choice. Lovely beaches there. Great food. Little local tavernas if you can find them. If you're not all inclusive, go out and try and experience a bit of Greek nightlife as well.
It doesn't always have to be inclusive. I mean, it's quite good to try and. I mean, I know we all try and book half ball because it's so much simpler and probably a little bit cheaper. I don't know.
It comes down to price.
Yeah.
I think certainly with the all inclusive holidays, you get everything included.
Mm.
I went last year on an all inclusive holiday to Kos, but we went out one or two nights and still ate out in the local tavernas. Because it was such good value still. I know it's in the euro. The euro's not doing very well at the moment.
No.
But it's a great little destination.
And then number one, what is the top destination that you would say?
As a whole, it's got to be Spain.
Right.
The Canaries and the Balearics, it makes up an awful lot of the holidays. And it's deemed as one of the safe places to go to. I've said a lot about being safe holidays. That is where we're at the moment, where people feel comfortable.
Mm.
So that's why these have moved themselves quite up the list.
Steve, really interesting. Thank you very much indeed. Maybe I'll get you back and tell me what's new for the autumn as well, maybe later on the year. But it's lovely to be able to listen to what's happening in holidays. And as I said, it's never too late to book these holidays because there's lots on offer, aren't there?
Yep.
So that's Steve Cox, Regional Manager from Premier Travel, talking about all things holiday. I hope you enjoyed that.